The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Doctor Who Death Trap, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, Episode 2.
Try and calm down, Bob, old friend.
I'm terribly sorry. I don't know what came over me.
It's all right. No blood, no foul, as they say. Look, I'm not just going to leave my friend. I'm going to try and find a way to open this door. Once I've found her, we can all get away from this place, huh?
You don't understand. Your friend is not through that door.
What do you mean?
That is a lift. She's somewhere in the lower levels now, well beyond your reach.
What? I have to find her. We have to get away from here.
No matter what you do, now that you're on board this ship, you are doomed to die.
I can't believe what you're telling me.
You must believe it. The doctor is no friend to you. He will turn on you. He will kill you. Unless you kill him first.
What? But I can't kill the doctor. I just can't.
You must. It's kill or be killed. Don't you understand?
No, I don't.
Look, you've been through a lot, you say. Have you been in many life and death situations?
Yes, but I don't see what that has to do with anything.
Let me ask you one more thing. Has your friend ever killed before?
Well, I suppose he has. When he's had to.
Then he is a killer already. Why do you doubt that he's capable of it? You know he has killed, and you know he can kill again. He will kill you. Can you see that? Can you believe that?
I just don't know.
Don't you? Think about it. You don't really know this man. You do know that he is capable of killing. You can deduce that he will kill again. Therefore, you know he could kill you.
He'll kill me? He'll really try and kill me?
You know he will, don't you? Don't you? You know it to be true. The doctor will kill you. Say it. Say it.
The doctor will kill me.
You must believe it. Say it.
Yes, I believe it. The doctor will kill me.
And what will you do about it?
I will kill him before he can kill me.
Yes.
Why are you still doing that? Why aren't you trying to find a way back into your ship?
Because I have to get to Jen. I have to save her. Wait. What did you just say?
Nothing. I said nothing.
Oh, no. I just found you out. You knew we were locked out of our ship. You knew we were trapped, didn't you?
No. I don't know what you're talking about, Doctor.
Oh, it's too late to play the fool now, you know. This ship, it's a trap, isn't it?
No. It isn't a trap, it isn't.
Oh, yes, I think it is. And I think you're part of it.
Uh-huh.
Here it is on the computer readout, just as I thought. It's all a clever ruse, a diabolical trap. And you are not what you appear, are you, Bob, old boy?
You think you're so clever, eh? You have no idea what's really going on here. What's at stake? You'll try to stop it, but I must prevent that.
Hang on there, Bob. There's no need to attack me. I'm your friend.
There is nothing left to talk about. I must kill. I must kill you.
You're not quite stable, are you? You're phasing in and out before my very eyes. Oh, I should have known. A hard light hologram. Oh, that's very clever. A hologram with substance. And you nearly fooled me. Yes, this ship, you are both a trap. But why?
It's war, Doctor. Only war. And all is fair.
In love and war? Yes. I've heard that one before. Who are you at war with, Bob? And why?
This ship is from the Tendrix colony, a colony established on a mineral-rich planet.
Aha, and the people from the Earth found out about the riches on your planet, and they wanted it for themselves, isn't that right? Oh, I've seen it all before, you know.
They'd have taken it all away from us at any cost. And so, at any cost, we had to stop them.
Uh-huh. So, this ship was set up as a trap. Wasn't that it?
Yes, one of several secret defense systems.
I knew it. Huh, it seems there were 12 such ships, and it also seems that this is the only one left. You've been out here a long time, Bob. 1,000 years?
I don't really know, Doctor.
Your circuitry must be getting a bit fried. No wonder you're so erratic, Bob, old chum.
Alone? Am I truly the last one of us? I can't be.
Oh, but you are. I can assure you. It was a clever plan, though. Launch these ships between your colony planet of Tendrix and the Earth, send out a distress signal, and any passing ship from Earth couldn't resist coming to your aid, and thus get caught up in your little trap.
Is that truly how it is?
Oh, yes, but you couldn't know for certain that you'd only be trapping Earth ships, could you? Your circuitry is failing. You're ancient. It's all a bit fuzzy now, isn't it? You can no longer tell friend from foe, I suspect. It's a flawed system all the way around, you know, Bobby. I mean, how could you even be sure the Earth ships would answer your distress call in the first place? How could you know that they would even stop to investigate at all with the war on?
A calculated risk, Doctor.
Calculated? By whom? A computer, perhaps? A faulty computer? That's what you are, my friend. Yes, I know you are merely a part of the computer. Part of a program to trap and kill your enemies.
Yes, I and my companion are programs of a supercomputer, a combat computer, designed to aid in winning the colonial war.
I see. So, you aren't real. There was never a real crew aboard this ship, and the dead man we found earlier was one of your victims, poor fellow.
Yes, Doctor, and you are now one of our victims now, too. You and your companion. I'm sorry, Doctor, but you will both die aboard this ship.
Yeah, that is where you're wrong. Listen, we're not part of your war. In fact, your war is long since over. According to the information just obtained by your scanners, you aren't anywhere near your precious colony anymore. This ship has drifted out further into deep space. Don't you see? It's over. It's all been for nothing. And it must stop here and now. And I will stop it.
Oh no, Doctor. It's unavoidable. It's far too late for that, for you. The ship gets into your head, you see. You were doomed the moment you came aboard.
I see. I thought I smelled something odd in the air. It must be citrus gas, which is used to influence the human mind, to make it susceptible to suggestion. Only there is one thing you hadn't counted on.
And what is that, Doctor?
That someone who wasn't human would come on board and disrupt your ghastly play.
I don't understand.
It doesn't compute, eh? I'm not human, you see. Your gas doesn't work on me.
Oh.
Yes, I'm sorry, but I must stop you now and save my friend.
Wait, you don't understand. If you manage to deactivate my program, you will seal your fate. You will not only be killing me, but you'll be killing yourself.
Oh, I'm afraid I don't believe you. And even if that were true, I suspect your computer core is so damaged that any backup plan would never be initiated anyway. Bye-bye, Bobby boy.
No, I'm warning you. You will start the self...
And now you vanished into a puff of smoke, Bob, my boy. Told you so.
Warning. Warning. Self-destruct system activated.
Oh, petunias.
Warning. Self-destruct system activated. Any living personnel aboard this ship have 15 minutes to evacuate. Any failure to evacuate will result in death. Once initiated, self-destruct program cannot be terminated. I repeat, you have 15 minutes to evacuate. Have a nice day.
Well, I was having a nice day. Oh, Doctor, you stupid, stupid old doctor. Time to find Jen and get out of here. Hello, Jen.
Now is your chance. Kill him or be killed.
Yes. Yes, I must kill or be killed.
Do not move, Doctor. Kill him.
Now, let's not be hasty, Jen. Your young friend here has been misleading you.
Do not listen to him. He lies.
No. I wouldn't lie to you, Jen. I'm your friend, remember?
I'm not so sure. I don't know anything about you, really.
Nonsense, Jen. We've been through a lot together in a short amount of time, you and I. We've developed a trusting friendship, a bond even.
He is trying to trick you. Don't listen to him.
Oh, one of us is trying to trick you, Jen, but it isn't me. Your new friend here isn't even real. She's been sowing the seeds of doubt in your head with the aid of a gas that was released within this ship by a faulty computer program. It's only meant to fool you. Don't give into it, Jen.
You cannot believe a word he is saying.
Don't believe her, Jen. She hasn't got your best interests at heart. Her sole function is to turn you against me and to kill us both.
But how can I be sure of that?
After all the time we've spent together these last few weeks, you should know by now, I wouldn't harm a single hair on your head. Have I ever? Would I ever?
I never thought so. Before today.
Then you should tell yourself something. That should give you a clue as to who is really deceiving you.
You cannot believe a word he says. He is only trying to trick you so that he can kill you. You must believe that.
I don't know what to believe.
You can believe that he will kill us all. He came here to destroy this ship. You heard the announcement moments ago. The self-destruct system has been activated. He is the one who has done this.
Is that true, Doctor? Did you activate the self-destruct system?
Hey, if I'm honest, yes. But it's not how it seems. She's twisting the truth, Jen.
You see? He admits it. His intent is to kill you. You know what must be done.
Don't move, Doctor.
Oh, begonias. We really don't have time for this, you know.
Kill him. Kill the Doctor. Kill him. Kill him!
Just a moment, Jen.
No, she's right. You're not to be trusted. You want to kill us all.
Now think, Jen. Think. Use your logical mind. Have I ever done anything to harm you? I mean, have I ever aimed a weapon at you? Come to mention it, where did you get that weapon?
I'm not sure, really. I just suddenly had it.
And you don't think that's a bit odd? A weapon just appeared out of thin air? Is that logical?
Yes, I know. I mean, no, it's not logical, but...
He is trying to stall for his life. Kill him here and now.
None of this is real, Jen. She isn't real. She and that gun you're holding are holograms made from a hard light holographic system. They're both only created to fool you.
I don't know what's real anymore.
Then let me show you what is real and what isn't.
Where is she? She just vanished. And so did the gun I was holding. But how? I'm so confused, Doctor.
It's all over now, Jen.
It is?
Yes.
Then none of it was real. I'm so sorry, Doctor. I really started to believe you'd actually try to harm me.
Yes, I know. But you were meant to think that. It was all part of the trap.
Trap? What trap?
There's really not much time to explain it all just at this moment.
Alert, alert. The ship will self-destruct in 10 minutes. Any remaining living personnel are advised to evacuate immediately. I repeat, any living personnel are strongly advised to evacuate the ship immediately.
You see? There's not a moment to lose. We have to get back to the TARDIS. There simply is no time.
But Doctor, you're forgetting. The door to the room where we left the TARDIS is locked.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping that little problem might be sorted out by itself by now.
And if it hasn't?
One problem at a time, Jen. One problem at a time. Now let's go.
Alert, alert. The ship will self-destruct in 1 minute. Any remaining living personnel are advised to evacuate immediately.
That was a fast 10 minutes. We're not gonna make it.
The computer system aboard this ship is faulty. We can have minutes left, or just a few seconds, or a year for that matter. Who knows?
That really doesn't reassure me, Doctor.
Sorry. We just need to keep moving and hope for the best.
Oh, I'm hoping. Hoping we get the Vrel out of here in time.
Me too, Jen. Me too. Now keep running.
We're here. Doctor, hurry, open the door.
I'm trying.
We're not gonna make it.
Just have faith, Jen.
Faith? Oh, Vrel.
Alert, alert. The ship will self-destruct in 20 seconds. 5 seconds. 2 minutes.
What's happening, Doctor?
The computer is packing it in. As I said before, we could have 10 seconds, or we could have an eternity.
Can we really afford to take that chance?
I don't intend to. Watch and learn, Jen.
This ship will self-destruct in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Come on, Jen. We've got to go now.
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1.
Didn't escape from that one, Doctor.
Oh, but we did, my dear Jen. We did. Oh, exhilarating, isn't it?
Is it always like this, Doctor?
Oh, exhilarating? Most of the time. Think you can keep up with me?
Oh, Doctor, I can keep up. But after that bit of excitement, I think I'm ready for another rest. You mentioned something about a beach.
Oh, another vacation already?
Yes, a nice quiet vacation. How about it, Doctor?
Oh, you betcha, Jen. Sounds like a plan to me.
And please, Doctor, please, let's not do that again. No more mind-trippy spaceships in deep space, okay?
Agreed. Next time we run across a distressed spaceship in the middle of nowhere, we'll have to be more careful.
Next time? Oh, no, 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 no. Never again.
Gotcha.
You have been listening to Doctor Who Death Trap, Episode 2, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell and based on an idea by Ron Smith, which starred, in order of appearance, Paul R. Beesey as the Doctor, Gareth Bowley as Bob, Sally Wiggett as Jen, Deborah Adams as Tenda, and Jonathan Patrick Russell as the voice of the computer. The Doctor Who theme tune was remixed by Jonathan Patrick Russell, based on the original Doctor Who theme as composed by the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor for this production was Lee James Sands. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. The story Death Trap was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, who retains rights to the story. Remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. This is a labor of love. What we do for you, our fans. Thank you for your continued support. Join us next time for another exciting adventure titled Murder on the Solar Express and brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com and other sources. Please share and enjoy.
You have been listening to a fan production for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is a not-for-profit program.